You're listening to Wisconsin Today. Time now for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about reflecting on safe spaces.
Many of us have places that make us feel comfortable. Perhaps it's a bookstore or a bar. For writer David Shee, it's a place much bigger. He shared the following story about that space at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
Last November, the city where I've lived for the past 25 years suddenly felt a bit more like home. Eau Claire was finally getting a Costco. Don't get me wrong, I shop locally when I can. Still, I'm left to wonder how an outpost of a multinational corporation can beckon to me with such hospitality. It has something to do with my father, who loved warehouse clubs, and whose death 5 years ago occasioned the writing of my memoir, Chinese Prodigal. In the 80s, shopping wholesale in the North Dallas suburbs where I grew up meant Sam's Club. Its monstrous sleeves of beef jerky rode shotgun to my father in his commercial cube van. A small business owner, he drove it hundreds and sometimes thousands of miles a week to trade shows across the South. In 1999, when, at age 65, he used that same cube van to move my fiancé Robin and me to Eau Claire, I think it was a great comfort to him that my new home rated a Sam's Club, at least. David will be safe here, he may have thought. In time, my parents grew to prefer Costco. It pained them to pay retail for anything. But Costco's appeal must go deeper than how much they liked a good deal. Asians are almost twice as likely to shop there, as are other racial and ethnic groups. Maybe part of it is recognizing the food from home in a way that makes you feel seen and not tokenized, because there is a ton of it. In our Costco, I saw a pallet with hundreds of golden jars of ghee stacked as high as my chest. They're never gonna sell all that ghee here, I thought. Nevertheless, there it sat, next to the more popular baking supplies, not segregated into a specialty ethnic aisle. But the appeal of Costco is more than being seen by it. For my father, I think cavernous warehouse clubs were like a safe space, offering an uncommon anonymity amid the crush of public life. He loved having the time and the elbow room to study something you wanted from all angles before arriving at your own decision and on your own terms. He never got comfortable speaking English with salespeople. Outside of the house, like so many immigrants, he usually just wanted to be left alone. But that didn't mean he wanted to be alone or to feel that way in a crowd. One dark winter evening, Robin and I hit up Costco just for fun. The parking lot was lit up like a truck stop, but mostly empty. It was so unlike every other Costco I had been to, all of them unfailingly packed with humanity of all colors and ages. I snapped a few photos to brag on social media to my people in Texas about how good we had it up here. At that moment, I knew a couple of things to be true. One was that I wasn't going to be the only Asian inside. The other was that, despite my eagerness, I couldn't say what it was exactly that I needed from there. Thank you.
David Shee shared that piece at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear Shee's full story, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.